Get Poshin. In the case you have a Get Poshin, that's a regular Get, that's the Edom signed on the bottom. Edom Mitoicha. The Edom are signing inside on the bottom. Nekusha, in the case where you fold over the Get, the Get a few times, when a Kohen gives a Get, it's also Nekusha, Edom Mechurub. If on the back of every fold, you have Edom signed. Poshin, Chakosu, Edom Mechurub. What's going to be if you have a regular Get, but the Edom signed on the back? Or else the Makusha, you have a folded Get, Chakosu, Edom Mitoicha, the Edom signed inside. Shneim Sulim. Both cases, the Get is possible. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel loimer mekusha shekosav edim mitoichet. The get was folded over, and the edim was signed inside. It's kosher. You know why? She yochel asayse poshet, because she could open it up and make it into a get poshet. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer no hakol timinig amedina. Everything goes both to the minig. What's the usual case in your medina? How they do it? If they make a get poshet, that's kosher. To make a get mekusha, that's what's kosher. For Abina by this, we ask the question, for Tanakama left the Minig HaMedina, does the Tanakama argue on this? Like if the Minig HaMokim is used to get poshed, so we use something else, or it's no good. The Yomar of Asher is like this, the Yas for the Nehig of a poshed, in a case where the Minig is to write a get poshed, a regular straight get, and the Adam sign on the bottom of it, the Yovid led the Kusher, and the husband now has a get, a folded get made up, Inami wrote the opposite way, the Yas for the Nehig of a Kusher, a place where the Minig is to use a folded get. The Yovid lay poshin. He went now and wrote a straight get. Kuliyam le pligi devadoi kveda. Habad is a kveda. Notice that she did not accept this. She did not expect this. She expected to have a get the way it was supposed to be given, and the get is no good. He pligi with the machlekes. The yasid and the higi bein the poshin bein the mechushim. In the place that people give both types of gets, the oma lay and she said, Ovidly poshin. Make me a get poshin. The ozan he went the ovid le mechushim made a folded get. So ma sova kveda. The Yomla could be known that the husband told the Seifer, make me a get poshet. And the Seifer made him a get makusha. So the Machloike says, Masav a kveda, that since the husband said, make me a poshet, and he made him now a makusha, it's no good. Well, Masav a no, maramakim uloi. That's what the Shimon Allah means to say. It's maramakim, even though he said, make it this way, and he made him the other way, still it's a kosher get, because he only meant to sell him, this way is also good. Reb Lezer, where's Reb Lezer's case? It's now we learn like this. Isha Shomron, Isha that says, his kabul gitam makam pleni. I want you. She made a shliach to accept the get from in this place. The kibul gitam makam acher, and the shliach accepted the get someplace else. Possum. If you have less than macher, Blesa says no. The get's a good get. Why? Al mitzava marim makam ulai. That's what she told the shliach. Received the get in this place. She only meant to say even this place, like to show him where to go. But if the shliach gets the get someplace else, avada the get is also good. All right, we'll stop here. You hold enough memtes on an aleph, quarter or third down. And the Mara says, Oma Ula. Ula says like this. Machloikis b'shvach momen. In the Mishnah, we had a machloikis, if you fool your wife, but you made the mistake by shvach, you gave her better, so it's a machloikis. Reb Shimon said then it was good, and the Tanakama Mashma still it's no good. If you said you were going to marry her with a silver coin, and instead you gave her a golden coin, so from the Tanakam, it's Mashma, she's ain't a Mukadeshis. But from Rabbi Shimon, it's Mashma, she was Mukadeshis. It's good. And Metil is Shvach, it's good. So Mar says, Oma Ulula says, Machlekis is Bishvach Momin. Aber Bishvach Yuchsin, Divri Hakul ain't a Mukadeshis. If you trick her by Yuchsin, even though you make yourself better, still we say it's ain't a Mukadeshis. My time, and what's the reason? Misane derav mikaroi loibinus, like a moshel, a shoe that's too big that doesn't fit your foot is no good. So in other words, let's say you told her, I'm marrying you, I'm asked that he was a mamzer. And really it came out he was not a mamzer, it was only a nosin. It was different psul. And the psul is not so big as a mamzer. Still we say here she's in the Mekadeshis. Because by yuchsin, is whatever you told her, maybe that she could take, but something else she can't take. Therefore, Shimon agrees the kedushin is no good. Marsis Tani Namiyochi, we learn like this also. It says that Moedi Rabbi Shimon agrees that in Hitol is Shvach Yuchsin, Ein Mukadeshis. If the Chosin made a mistake by fooling her about Yuchsin, and even though he made it better, still the same Mukadeshis. This Gemara says, Omer Ravashi, Masnitsin Dami Deka. Hatei, for now, Mishnah also we have a proof like this. Tikatoni, it says now Mishnah, Al Menas Shani Koyin. If the chosin said, I'm marrying you, I'm telling you, I'm anas that I'm a kohen. Venimsa Levi, it comes out that he's only a Levi, or else Levi venimsa kohen, or else nosin, if he says he's only a nosin. That's when the Givonim, by Yeshua's times, that they were Geyser and David was Geyser on them, he can't marry them. So Nosim Venimtsa Mamzer is Mam, or else Mamzer Venimtsa Nosim. And it says Enim Kadeshis, that's the Mishnah later. And Vulei Polig Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not argue over there. So this would be mashma that in that case by Yuchsin, Rabbi Shimon agrees that even though you misled her, and really you're better off than you told her, but still it's Enim Kadeshis. She only wanted what you told her and not something else. Maskiblo Ma Baravashi. Elo Diktoni, if so, that's what we learned later, that says, Al Minas Sheyeshli Bas. If the chosin says, I'm marrying you on a condition, you should know I have a daughter. Or a shivch, or else I have an older maid, Megudelis. So Pasha, it means that they're big and they could work. Vi ain loy, and really he doesn't have it. Or else, Al Minas Shein loy, he says, I do not have these two. And Vi Yeshla, really he does have it. The shvach mamanu, that this case is a shvach of mammon. If he says he doesn't have it, and then we find out he really does have it, it's only for the better. And it says the Mishnah later, Einu Mekadeshes. So, Hochi Nami Deloi Polig. So what's the pshat? Why doesn't Reb Shimon argue over there? Ella, what you have to answer is, Polig Beresha, Vuhu Adin L'Sefer. Reb Shimon argues in our Mishnah there and says that if the Mitol is shvach, that she is Mekadeshes. So I tell you, he's the same thing he argues on the Mishnah later also, and he says it's good over there also. So maybe the same svar would apply for Yuchsin also then. Hochinami, Polik, Bereisha, Vuadin Lesefer. It could be Rabbi Shimon argues in the Reisha and our mission here by a Shvach by Momin. And the same thing could be also he argues by a Shvach of Yuchsin. Maybe he also holds as good. Moses says, Hochiyash, no, what's one have to do with the other? Hosam, Idividi, the Shvach, Momin. So therefore I say, Polik, Bereisha, Vuadin Lesefer. They're both the exact same cases. He's misleading her, but he's giving her a better deal as far as money matters goes. So why does he have to argue a second time? Sheet is the same machlokes. But a hocha over here, the shvach yuchsinu. But here the second Mishnah is talking about now shvach yuchsin of a mamzer or levi or koyin. And misa the polig nisni. If Rabbi Shimon argues even by yuchsin and holds that if he misleads her for the better, that the kedushin is good, Rabbi Shimon should have said it. Since Rabbi Shimon does not say it, mashma like we're saying now, Rabbi Shimon agrees that if the mistake was for yuchsin, then it's ain't the mukadeshes. E boy you say another terrorist will tell you Hochinami Shvach Yuchsin. Here also it's a Shvach Yuchsin, this case of what he says he has a bas, or he says he has a Shivcha Megudelis. Me Savrit, who told you? My Megudelis Gedola Mamish? It means Sam that she's a big maid, that she could do good work, it's a question of money. No, my Megudelis Gidelis. That means she's a Choshev a Shivcha, she's a respectful one. The Yomri he, therefore, the wife says, Lanichali, I don't want her. The shokla mili minoy, because if she's a respectful, like people are gonna like her, she's gonna start talking to all the neighbors. So she's my maid, she's gonna hear the way I'm talking in the house, and she's gonna take my words, fi ozla nadaya kaimishvilusayo, and she's gonna bring them and throw them in front of my neighbors. And she doesn't want that. So therefore here it's a svar, it's like yuchsin, that the wife says, I don't want it. You told me you did not have a shivcha, and now it comes out that you have this prestige shivcha, I don't want her, because I'm afraid that she's going to start talking and hearing what I say, and she'll have a lot of neighbors, a lot of friends, and she'll tell it over. So that's why Rabbi Shimon does not argue, because here the truth is, Rabbi Shimon does not argue. He agrees that this is a hitor for yuchsin, that she's ain't a mekadeshes. Turn around, we learn like this. If the chosin says, Amanash, ani kareina, Amanash, I'm marrying you, Amanash, you should know that I'm a bal kareira, I'm a kareina, I could read. So he said, Alokhari is Kivan Shakar Shlesh Psukum, Beta Knesses, Haraz the Mukadeshis. He doesn't mean he's the famous Bakaira, permanent Bakaira. As long as he knows how to read three Psukum, he get an Ali and read his Aliyah, he's okay. If you do Aima at Sheikra Vietargim, no, he has to be able to read and explain it also. So Mara says, Yetargim Idaite, Vietargim Pasha meant he interprets it into his own language, into his own words. Fredimor Vatanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Hametargim Posik Kitzerusoi, Hareza Badoi. If somebody explains the Posik the way it says it, because he doesn't use the Targum that we have, but he just explains the word for word, it's a mistake, it's wrong, you're not saying right pshat. The Hamoisif, Olav Hareza Kamecharef Megadif. If you add on to what the Torah says, so your mamash are going to be cursed, your Mecharef Megadif, you're cursing Hashem like. Yes. So Elo, my targum, targum didan. What it means to say is, our targum, he knows how to read three psukim, and he could also say over the targum of these three psukim, that's called a kraina. Now, v'hanimili, when is this enough just to read three psukim? Diomale kraina. If the chosin told us, kali, shno, I'm a kraina. Abel omala korano, but if he says, I'm the reader, which means he's the Bakiram, then Adikori Yarais and Neviya Ksuvi. Vidyuka, he has to be able to read the Torah, the Neviyim, the Ksuvim, Bidiyuk, exactly. That's called the Korano. That means I know how to read all the Psukim. What about if the Chosin says, Almanas Shani Shoina? I'm marrying you, you should know that I'm a Shoina. What does a Shoina mean? Chiski Yoma Halachis. Says he knows how to learn Halachis. Rashi means Halachal Moshim Sinai. Reb Yechon and Noma Torah. No, he has to be able to learn, to know Torah Shabbat. Meisvei Havakasha. Ezuhi Mishnah. What's called the Mishnah? Rabbi Meir Roy Mahalochis. When you hear the guy says, Kamanasha Nishoin, that's a Mishnah, what does that mean? So Rabbi Meir says, Takin means Halochis. Rabbi Yudu Roy Medrash. Rabbi Yudu says, no, it means Medrash. Rashi Sifro Vesifri, Shein Halochis Shom Medrashay HaMikrois. So, and the Gemara.